A petition has started, Brian, to get Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to visit Ihu Matau, which is the disputed land near Auckland Airport. And it was created by campaign leader Pania Newton, who's one of the leaders of SOUL, or Save Our Unique Landscapes campaign. And they're asking Jacinda Ardern to visit the whenua and kaitiaki at Ihu Matau. So far, it has 15,000 signatures.
Wow.
And they're planning next week on marching from Ihu Matau to Jacinda's office in Mount Albert, in Auckland's Mount Albert electorate, to present the petition next Thursday.
Whoa. I read an article over the last few days. One of the descendants of the Wallace family who sold the land to Fletchers, and saying comments, saying, you know, hoping that this issue will be resolved, but didn't want to be named, anonymous. Interesting, because if you look at the history, of course, the confiscation of the land in the wake of the Māori land wars in the late 1800s.
So yeah, it's a very, I feel like as a non-Māori, it's a very complex topic and issue, and there's a lot to understand about it, but I think just starting conversations around it is good. But it's been 25 days now that they've occupied the land at Ihu Matau, and you know, there's still a lot of activity happening on the ground in Ihu Matau. Schools have been visiting,
yes,
you know, as part of their education, like history and stuff like that. Even the finalists for Miss Universe New Zealand visited.
Wow.
So it seems like it's still very much ongoing, and then there's no signs of them backing down anytime soon. And it looks like, Jacinda, you're going to have to go and visit.
Well, one way or the other, you know, this is going to be a big decision from our Prime Minister to make on this issue.